Maybe that's what they're going to do every time, Vlad.
I'm doing it again now. I'm not letting myself fall for it. Every time we play a good team, a playoff team, or in cold weather, I say, changing the narrative. They've talked about this for years. Mike McDaniel, every meeting's at the 24-minute mark because they're going to end the playoff drought. And on Green Bay, we're going to go into the Frozen Tundra on Thanksgiving, and we're going to change the narrative. Every time I believe it, why should I believe that the Dolphins are going to go into Energy Stadium against the Houston Texans and win tomorrow? Is there a reason? I'm saying they're due, and I do this every time.
All right, so here's the thing. The narrative is now they can't be good teams on the road, correct?
The narrative is they can't be good teams.
No, the narrative, they can't be good teams, can't be good teams on the road, and can't win in the cold.
That's a recipe for very, very bad.
But there's no cold tomorrow.
No,
their
air conditions will be blowing.
Houston is a good team. It is game is on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have questions about Houston this season.
Oh.
You know, they even though they're leading their division, a lot of expectations were put on them this season, and they might not be living up to the expectations.
Well, their offensive line is an absolute basura. You and I are probably playing a little bit of offensive line. So C.J. Stroud is under duress. Although, once again, we warned you. Now, this was one we were both right about. A little bit of a sophomore slump. We said there's going to be more tape on C.J. Stroud.
They got film on you, baby.
He's not sneaking up on anybody. He's having a little bit of a slump. Part of it is his offensive line is a janitorial workers at the stadium.
Except for Laramie Tunsil.
Except for Laramie Tunsil. Our guy. Got a ton for him.
Formerly.
Yeah. Got a lot for him.
And but it's in it. No, listen.
But no Teron Armstead. No,
this is a big game for the simple reason of this.
Not questionable.
Denver is playing Indianapolis. And as right now, Denver is the seventh seed. They have the last spot in the playoff. They have the third and final wild card spot. Or is it? Yeah.
Indianapolis has the tiebreaker.
And Indianapolis is ahead of you because they have the tiebreaker. You both have the same record, I believe. So you kind of want Indy to win.
And then hope that those teams continue to lose?
Right. And no, you hope Indy to win because at least you know the Chargers and Broncos have to meet each other. And the Chargers have a tough game against the Buccaneers, and Herbert was limping around. So the thing about it is the teams that are ahead of you have to play each other and might knock one out.
Beat each other up.
So all you got to do is win the next four.
So let's win out next four.
But two of those four are on the road
one
against bad teams, but in the cold.
Cleveland at night, which you never know because Jameis Winston.
We don't know if it's still a night game. I think they might flex it.
Oh, they might flex it. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. But you never know with Jameis Winston. You could get the good Jameis Winston, or you could get the Jameis Winston praying to God that he doesn't throw it to the other team. And then this Jets team, Vlad, I have no clue what they're going to look like January 5th.
I know how they're going to look like. It's going to be the same team that you see next year.
Okay.
Okay. I think they're going to run it back. But
good.
They were doing a lot against the Dolphins defense last week. They were running they were going up and down. They made Jalen Ramsey look the tag team that Devontae Adams and Garrett Wilson put on Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey got burnt, I ain't going to lie.